Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on his faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in my Father's continued love and his continued joy as he continues to guide and direct me and strengthen me. Hallelujah. As he's continued to give me the faith to walk out what he called me to do. Hallelujah. To not get frustrated and run away from all the things that he's putting in front of me, but to seek him and say, Lord, how do I do this? How do I apply this? How do I bring it to manifestation here on earth? As you has written it in heaven, Father God, because I want to follow your will. I want to live out the will that's written in the book of life over my life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So that's why my faith is in my Father. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Father God, allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for more of you. We long for more understanding of you, Father God. You say, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Father God, give us the understanding that's due forth in this season, Father God. Give us the understanding that we need before we even shut our eyes and go to sleep tonight, Father God. Hallelujah, and rest up for tomorrow, Father God. Give us the understanding that's due forth, Father God. Show us what you was trying to teach us today, Father God, that we didn't quite comprehend, but you're going to give it to us before we lay down tonight, and we thank you, Father God. We ask you to give us all the glory that's due forth in your name today, Father God. Give us the strength to walk in the glory so people can look at you and say, what do I have to do to be saved, Father God? Because they see you and not us, Father God. They see the glory of you shining in our life, Father God. They see your light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father God. We seek to long to be more like you, Father God. We thank you for sending our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ down here to set us free, Father God. We thank you for putting the nails in the cross, Father God, by allowing them to walk out the obedience of what they was called to do. Hallelujah. It was called to crucify our Lord and Savior. We thank you for letting it come into manifestation the way that you had written it, Father God, so we can see that you are true, Father God. We thank you for giving us the understanding, you telling us what's going to happen, and you letting it come into manifestation the way you said it, Father God, so you can see, show us that your word is true, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that your word never comes back void. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. Take over, God, through the message, Father God. Allow me not to say nothing of my own, but everything that you call to bring forth tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you guys for joining me tonight. Hallelujah. Today's title is called Walking to Souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God wants us to know that we have to be guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 14:25, it says, a true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. Hallelujah. When you're a true witness of Christ, when you're a true witness of God, you deliver souls, because that's what Christ came to do. He was a true witness. And John 6, it talks about how Jesus say, I don't bear witness of my own, but the Father bears witness of me. And he said that they never even heard his voice or seen his shape. Hallelujah. They didn't know nothing about him. And then he let them know that my Father don't even abide in you, because the scriptures talk about me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he say a true witness delivers souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A true witness of God, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. So if you're a true witness of him, you deliver souls, because you're going and doing what he called you to do. So tonight we're going to be in Acts 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to talk about Philip. Hallelujah. And when you go to Acts 6, Acts 6 talks about how Philip came about. Hallelujah. And Acts 6, when it's introducing Philip, hallelujah, it was because they, in those days, it was a number of disciples, and they were serving people, and they said we needed to find other people to serve so we can continue to be in prayer and in the ministry work. Hallelujah. They couldn't just be called to serve people, but they had to serve people, and they had to stay into prayer and ministry work. Hallelujah. So in Acts 6:4, hallelujah, it say, but we ourselves give ourselves continually to prayer and to ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. They said that they told him, break, choose seven men of the host of report, of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost. So they chose seven men that was full of the Holy Ghost. The first one they chose was Stephen, who was a man full of faith in the Holy Ghost. And the second one was Philip. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about Philip today. But if you want to read about Stephen, you should, because he was a powerful man of God, and he delivered the truth about who Jesus was, and he died in what he believed in. Hallelujah. He walked out the purpose that God had set forth over his life. If you look at the life of Stephen, he repeated a lot of the things that Jesus said, because he finished the work that he was called to do. Hallelujah. But when we talk about Philip, this is in Acts number 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts number 8 and 26. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it talks about how Philip, all the eight talks about Philip and how Philip had delivered the people, and the one man who was a sorcerer, when he seen it, he believed in Christ. And then when Peter and them came, he wanted to buy the gift of laying on of the hands. Hallelujah. Thank you. He thought he could buy the Holy Spirit. He thought he could buy the power of God. But when Philip's in Acts number 8 and 26, it say, and the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, to the way that goes down to Jerusalem, to Gaza, which is deserted. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, Enoch, of great authority under the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures. He had the charge of all her treasures. Hallelujah. Queen of Ethiopians, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. So he came there to worship, and was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. Hallelujah. But one thing I want us to understand, that the Spirit led him one place, and then it led him to another place, because it said, and the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, to the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is the desert. Hallelujah. So he was guiding and telling him which way to go. He said, arise and go to the south, to the way that goes down. So he was telling him, arise and go to the way that goes down. So he guided him the first place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing we need to understand, when you're walking to souls, hallelujah, you have to be guided to where God is guiding you to. See, there's so many people that want to pay attention to how many souls you have, to how many people you are delivering. But it's a true witness. When you are a true witness, you are going where God is calling you to go. You are being led and guided and directed by the Spirit, because the Spirit of God is going to give you the answers that's needed for them. He has the necessary things inside of you to deliver to the soul of what they need. Hallelujah. Because one thing you need to realize, that everybody is at different levels. Hallelujah. And sometimes we can be so if you try to walk out God's will on your own, and you feel you're not capable enough to approach certain people. See, if you going by what you think you're capable of doing, because Philip was a strong man, a powerful man of God, but he was going to someone who had charge over all the queen of the Ethiopians' treasures. Hallelujah. So he was a man in authority. He was a man that had power. Philip was a man that was filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He was one of the seven that was chosen. Hallelujah. And see, when you are chosen, you are able to step in front to anybody. See, you hear so many people say that you should just strive to be around people that's where you want to be. But see, when you're walking in the true and you're a true witness, you're going to go and you're going to be able to speak to people that's in high authority, and you're going to be able to speak to people that don't have no authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The true witness of God delivers souls, and you're going to deliver whatever soul God called you to deliver. You're going to go to wherever God calls you to go to. Hallelujah. Because it is a purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not putting a limit on who I'm going to minister to, but I'm going to allow the Spirit to guide and direct me. Hallelujah. Because at the end of the day, this is not my will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's saying, and then the Spirit says to Philip, go near and join yourself to the chariot. So when he got there, when he went along the way, once he got there, he say, the Spirit told him to go near and join yourself to the Spirit. So he say, go near to it and then join yourself. When you join someone, you come together with someone. He say, come together with the chariot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is telling you to come together with some places. Hallelujah. He wants you to go to some places. He ain't telling you who you're going to talk to. He telling you what you're going to do, but he told you which way to go, and then you're supposed to follow his path to that way. And then once you get to the way where you're supposed to go, hallelujah, he give you little bitty details. And then once you get there, he's going to tell you exactly where to go then, hallelujah. And the Spirit guided you there, so that means the Spirit is teaching you and telling you exactly what you need to do. And Philip ran there to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand you what you read? So Philip heard him read, and he said, understand what you read. Hallelujah. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. So he was asking them, did he have understanding? Wisdom is the experience of things you go through. Hallelujah. See, Philip had the wisdom in this particular situation because he had experience, because he followed the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, when we follow the Holy Spirit, we're gaining wisdom. We gain understanding because now we're being put in predicaments and situations where we know if the Holy Spirit don't guide and direct us and give us the word and teach us and show us what to say, we will never learn. We will never learn the wisdom. We will never learn the truth of being a true witness, and we will never learn the truth of following God in obedience and being secure in being in obedience with God and being secure with walking out in faith with God and being secure in walking out God's will the way he called us to walk out. We are all have a unique ministry. We all have something. It says it's different. It says it's different gifts. It's different gifts, but the same Spirit. It's different ministries, but the same Lord in them all. It's different operations of the Spirit. It's different operations of the gift, but it's the same God. It's the God is in all, the same God in all, through all, hallelujah. So it's a different operation, the way they operate, but it's the same God in them and through all of them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the way God have you operating, the way God have you do certain things is the way that he called it forth to be, hallelujah. So you have to be able to be obedient and go and do what God called you to do. See, the reason you can't really comprehend the way a lot of people is teaching you and saying different things because the Holy Spirit is teaching you. See, God wants you to be so. Last week we talked, earlier this week, Tuesday, we talked about the voices, hallelujah, because God been putting on the muted, how Zechariah was muted, how his voice was muted. We talked about the phone, how when it is muted, God wants you to understand his voice. He wants you to be able to comprehend his voice. He wants you to be able to listen to what other people are saying because he wants us to come together with people and do ministry work and join together and make spiritual connections, but he never wants their voices to override his. And as you're listening to their voices, he wants you to be able to know his voice so much so you can be able to hear him when he's speaking out of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because everything that they say is not meant for you, but certain things are meant for you because you know the voice of God. You are able to take what they said, the little thing that they said, and you are able to go. Like someone could be saying, they can be talking about thoughts, and then they say one thing about see, and that's all you needed was see. And God been talking to you about seeing for so long, and then he finally give you see, and then you it comes into alignment with all the things you've been studying and all the things you've been saying. But because you know God's voice and you know how he's talking to you, you was able to take that word. You won't take everything else they said. You won't write down everything else they said and eat the meat of that, but you will eat the meat of what you needed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So by him knowing the voice of God and he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was able to go where God called him to go. And he said, understand what you read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. So he said to him, how should I unless some man shall guide me? It say, how can they hear unless a preacher is sent to them? Hallelujah. Philip was sent to him. Hallelujah. The man knew, I cannot understand unless some man shall guide me. But this man was someone who was already seeking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing you need to understand, every soul that you come across is not going to be a soul that you're just going to introduce to the Lord. Some souls that you are walking to are souls that heard of them, they seeking, and but they don't understand. So God is coming to give you some type of understanding to them for them to be able to go forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it guided me, and Philip said he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before the shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And in humiliation his judgment was taken away, and he shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth. Hallelujah. And the Enoch answered Philip, and that goes along with Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Isaiah 53 and verse 7, it say, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Christ was oppressed and he was afflicted, but he opened not his mouth. So this is what Philip is explaining to the Enoch. Hallelujah. It say, and he brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off as a of the land of the living, for the transgression of his people was taken. He was stricken, and he was made his grave with the wicked, and with the riches, and with the riches in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He was put him to grief. When shall he make his own soul an offering for sin? He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasures of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Hallelujah. So it was explaining all the things about the Lord, how he was bruised and how he was chastised for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was bruised for our iniquity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was speaking about what Christ did for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the 34 say, and the Enoch answered Philip and said, I pray you, whom speaks the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. So he opened up his mouth and at the same scripture preached to him Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he preached the word of God. Right here, it's not breaking down everything about what he said to him, but he spoke it to him to where he could comprehend. Hallelujah. One thing that I am learning in my relationship with my father is that a lot of people break down who Christ is to them and break down the word of God, the way they comprehend, the way the Spirit releases them to say it. You don't have to say every single word that someone else said. You don't have to break it down and bring people to Christ the way everybody else said. Because I know when I went to class and I got my minister license, to train you how to speak it the same way everybody else was saying it, but the Holy Spirit had to teach me, like, I'm giving you fresh manna. I'm giving you fresh words from my mouth. I'm not going to repeat the same thing. My word never comes back void. Hallelujah. My word goes on forever and ever. But what you need to understand is that it's revelation. It's things that have not been spoken yet. Hallelujah. And I'm giving you different things because it's different souls that's coming about. It's different people that you're walking to. You're walking to different souls, so they need different words. Hallelujah. They need different comprehension. People have been through so many things. People have been so hurt, hallelujah, and they need the words that they need to realize that God is real. And if you try to give them a strip of what you have heard, what you have said to other people, is not genuine and it's not going to help them. You have to let the Holy Spirit guide and direct you to give people what they need, how they need to know who Christ is in their life. But you don't have to switch up the truth and downplay the truth of the word of God. But you got to let the Holy Spirit release to you how you're supposed to bring them to Christ. Hallelujah. And it says in 36, and as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the Enoch said, see, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? He said, see, here is water. So Philip brought him all the way to being baptized in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if Philip didn't make him go and say all the things how it say in Romans 10, where it say, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead, you are saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But some people think they have to say that to everyone. All Philip said to him, if you believe with all your heart, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because this is a heart thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he say, I believe that Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He didn't repeat that he believed in all his heart, but his heart, God knows our heart. Hallelujah. He knows the truth of who we are. Hallelujah. So everybody that comes to Christ, when you're walking to souls and you're being guided to souls, they're not going to say what you think they need to say. You don't need to pay attention if you think they received it or not, but you need to let the Spirit guide you and let the Spirit teach you how to teach people so they can receive the teaching so they can understand. Because the first thing that Philip asked him, can you understand? He said, understand you what you read. Hallelujah. So the first thing he said to him, do you understand? Understand you what you read. Hallelujah. So understand. Are you getting understanding what you're reading? See, because you need to understand. He was asking, do you understand? Before he even asked him, was he reading? Because he already knew he was reading. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we will come to people and ask them things that don't make no sense. He say, understand first, and then he say, what you read? Because he was already reading them. We don't have to ask the people. If we walk up to someone, we don't got to ask them, is you reading the Word of God? He reading the Word of God because you walked up to him reading the Word of God. But do you understand what you reading? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can see somebody out that God is guiding and directing you to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they doing ministry work. You don't have to ask them, are you doing ministry work? Hallelujah. But God could be calling and sending you to them to make them go further, to give them more revelation, to make them receive something they didn't know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to ask them a question, is they doing something, because they doing it. But you got to ask them. He asked them, do you understand? God was sending him to give him understanding. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. So he was sending him with the strength to give him understanding, because he was led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because it said the Spirit led him there. It said the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, it says nothing of itself, but it says everything that it hears, and it tells us things to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Holy Spirit was guiding him to things that was coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It said nothing of itself, but it only said what it needed to say. That's why I say when we go to court or go in front of people, we don't have to worry about what we say, because the Spirit will tell us everything to say. Hallelujah. God guides us. The Spirit of the Lord speaks to us. It tells us what we need to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stop overthinking it. Stop trying to process so much. Stop trying to be so deep. The Spirit of the Lord is deep by yourself. The Spirit of the Lord is power. Hallelujah. When you got power, you ain't got to be deep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just be true. I would rather be true than deep any day, because I want to be a true witness who delivers souls. Because I thank God for all the true witnesses that he put in front of me, all the people that he blessed for me to come across my path to deliver my soul. But the most one I thank is Jesus. I thank Jesus for shedding his blood for me. I thank Jesus for being obedient to God to send the Holy Spirit down to me. I thank God for being the Spirit, for allowing me to worship in spirit and truth. I thank God for creating me before I was even put in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for all the things that he do for me, for him saving a sinner like me, for giving me his mercy and grace, for blessing me to understand. Hallelujah. And he said, I believe he's the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and Enoch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the Enoch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now, this is what I really want to speak. When I first came to the Lord, I came to the Lord after I tried to kill myself in 2006. Hallelujah. I tried to kill myself that Friday on the 24th, and I got baptized the 26th. And the thing about this thing is that I went to this church, and this man, this pastor, when I went to the church, he said to me, I told the people, you know, I wrote about it in my book. It's coming soon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How I was so hurt and I was crying. And I thank God to this day that the people that was there, they didn't judge me. He was led by the Spirit to baptize me because I couldn't take rejection. If he would have rejected me and he wouldn't have allowed me to come into the body of Christ, hallelujah. He said to me, he said, I usually make people take classes. I usually just don't baptize people like this, but I make them go through the process, but I'm going to do this. Hallelujah. So he baptized me. Hallelujah. He baptized me and I received the Holy Spirit. It took me some time because I believe I received it that day, but when I went to another church, I believe the lady laid hands on me and I received it and I really started getting understanding, clarity, but I was baptized in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like when you read that, when you read and 20, and you read in the same thing of 8, when they was coming, they had confessed, they were baptized, but they didn't receive the Holy Ghost until Peter and them laid their hands on them. And I believe that's how it happened with me too, because I was baptized then, but I received the Holy Spirit from Pastor Laverne. That's a powerful lady, a powerful woman of God. When she laid her hands on me and she said, do you want to receive the Spirit? And I said, yes. And that's when I started getting understanding, and that's when I started going deeper and all that. But that's another story. But the thing that I want to say is that the thing is, it say that Peter, Philip was caught up. The Lord caught away Philip. He caught away Philip, and Philip went another way. The Enoch didn't see him no more, but he was baptized. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't say right here that the Enoch received the Spirit right then and there. But what I want you to understand is that some people that come in your path, when you are doing the works of the Lord, sometimes you are just there to come and do one thing. You were just meant to do one thing. That pastor, he baptized me. That's what he was called to do. Hallelujah. He didn't teach me because I didn't, to be honest, I didn't stay at that church. Hallelujah. I started church hopping, you know, but I'm thankful that he baptized me because, and God made me realize that that's all that he was called to do. See, some people think that they're supposed to do one thing for a person, they're supposed to train them and do all this. No, all that man was called to do was called to baptize me. And I thank God that he was obedient to the Spirit because he was caught up and don't see him no more. Hallelujah. But he played a major part in my deliverance process. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he gave me understanding. What he don't know, if I was to ever see him again this day, I would let him know that what you gave me was understanding. Hallelujah. You gave me understanding of why the Lord saved me, why he did not let me die that day. Hallelujah. Why he sent my boyfriend back that day to smack me awake, hallelujah, and say, you stupid bee, and walk out the door. God allowed him to come slap me back awake because I just wanted to die. He called me a stupid bee, but he left out the door, and God was able to minister to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was able to show me. It was just something that came over me where I knew it was God that touched me. Hallelujah. I didn't know then, but I knew it was something. Hallelujah. And as I got deeper inside of him, and as the Holy Spirit started coming upon me, and God is revealing the revelation and showing me my past and how he has always been there in my life. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that man because he was sent just to understand what I was going to eventually read. See, I wasn't reading then. I wanted to die. But one thing that God showed me that what I was sent forth to do, like when he sent Paul. Paul was going out to kill the people of Damascus, but what he was really going to do was to die to himself and come alive to who God called him to be, which he was Saul then, but he came alive to be Paul. And he came alive to be who God created him to be before his mother's womb, because he said, God created me before my mother's womb, but when it was his time, when it was the time of season for his grace to come upon me, that's when God called him. Hallelujah. That's when God allowed him to go through the things where he thought he was following God, but he was really persecuting God. And God allowed me to experience a lot of things in life so I can be able to talk to and reach out to different souls, hallelujah, and to deliver a lot of people and not look at them crazy because I know God have done it for me. So if he done it for me, he can do it for you. And that's why God is using you in a particular way that he's using you in. Because you are special and you are someone. And some people's lives, you are just called to bring one thing to them and go away and see them no more. But you have to be okay with that. That man played a major part in my life. Probably when I ain't come back no more, they probably talked about me. The church probably said, see, this is why we don't do this. He probably said that. Or God probably touched him and let him know, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because you was called. She's a chosen one of mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You sent her on her path. You started her on the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't turn my child away when she needed somebody. Hallelujah. I sent her to a vessel of mine that was not going to turn her away, but it was going to reach your arms out to unlove on her. Hallelujah. And do the things that I called to do. You didn't do the tradition and the religion to her, but you did kingdom for her. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. Hallelujah. That he didn't allow his laws and traditions of religion to stop me from walking into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He stepped into a standard of kingdom to follow what the Spirit of God said. And that's what we have to do. We have to follow what the Spirit of God said and do what he called us to do as he called us to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for everything that my Father's doing. So walk into souls. Just walk and do what your Father called you to do. Do it the way he called you to do it and be okay with being taken away from people. But you did the work. Wherever the Spirit guides you to, he's going to have you there for the distance and the length of time that you're called to be there with. And when he take you away, stay away. Don't contaminate nothing. With you being in the power of God at the beginning, it being in the power of yourself. Thank you for joining me on God's Rooted Message. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. Let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Join me Tuesday, because I'm just doing it Tuesdays and Fridays, and I have to be obedient to my Father. Hallelujah. He's got so many things going on, and I'm going to keep you updated on what's going on. I thank you for continuing to listen to the Spirit of the Lord that comes out of me. Hallelujah. And let God use you and trust him in the process. You are somebody, and he have power inside of you. Just go through the process of the power and release it where he called you to release it at. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The mirror is talking. Just let the mirror reflect the glory of God. Let the mirror give all praises and honor to the glory of God, where it's due forth, because we cannot do nothing without God, but we do all things through Christ Jesus, and I'm so thankful for that. You have a blessed weekend. Read, study the word, and with all you're getting, get understanding. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray harder. Hug, love, my love.